Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victory Over Death. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's all turn to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians 15, a few weeks back, we started a new series that we're continuing today. And in the 53rd verse, this has been our main text, these verses, he said, "This corruptible," talking about our body, "must put on incorruption." Presently, it's in a corruptible state. That means it is decaying, subject to decay and death and decaying. That's another way of saying aging. And this mortal, it's mortal right now, subject to die. But it must put on immortality. That means can't die, can't decay, and can't die. God's going to do something to our bodies so that they will no longer be subject to decay or death. Soon and very soon, you'll never get another wrinkle, never lose another hair, never have another ache and pain. You won't be subject to that any longer. That's only for a very brief time down here now. Keep reading verse 54. "So when," it's not a matter of if, just when "this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Whoo, glory to God. That word swallowed up, one translation is gulped. Gulp, like a whale swallowing up something. Victory swallows up death. I mean, that's hard for us to really get our head around, because from the time we've come into the planet, everything around us is dying. Everything dies. But there's coming a time soon when nothing dies. Flowers won't die. Trees won't die. Nothing will die. You won't die. Glory to God. I know you kind of shake your head and go, "Well, what will it be like in 100 years after, or 1,000 years, or 100,000 years, or just like it was?" Perfect. Amazing. Verse 55, "O death, where is your sting?" Now, Paul, the Spirit of God speaking through him from verse 1 down here to verse 55, and he's got wound up by now. And he is getting sassy with death, which you ought to do as well. He said, "Death," you need to put your hands on your hips for that, I guess. "Death, where is your sting?" I don't feel your sting. I don't feel you. You got no bite? "Death has been de-stung, stinger removed for the believers. Oh, grave, where is your victory?" Grave, you don't have any victory. You know, we ought to have this in the forefront of our thinking every time we stand by a grave. We ought to be thinking, "Grave, you don't have any victory today. We're putting that body in the ground, but you have won nothing." That you have no victory. This is not the end of this. Keep reading. "The sting of death is sin." He said, you know, "Death, where is your sting?" Then he tells us what the sting of death is. Now, here's the thing. If sin has been dealt with, then death has been de-stung. Yes. De-stingerized, ever, how do you want to say it? Because the sting of death, the bite, the power that death had was sin. Because the wages of sin is death. But if sin has been dealt with, and we are no longer under the dominion of sin, then we're no longer subject to the pain and sting of death. Glory to God. Is it true, saints?
Yes.
We're reading it right here. Verse 57, thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody say that out loud a time or two. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be. Gives us the victory. Now you hear this quoted in connection with a lot of things, having victory, and I believe it's applicable to many things. But specifically, what's he talking about victory over in this chapter?
Death.
Victory over death. Victory over death. We've been looking at this for a few sessions now. This is your first time to be with us, you're coming in after we're started, so let me encourage you to get the CDs or DVDs, get online, download the previous messages. Won't cost you a thing, and it'll help you tremendously to get what has gone before, because we've already covered a lot. Among other things, we looked at Psalm 90. You don't have to turn there, but Psalm 90 and verse 12, he told us, he said, the prayer is, teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. We are instructed in the Scripture to maintain an awareness of the brevity of this life. Very important that we realize just how brief it is. James talks about, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. It's like a morning fog. Our lives are compared to a flower or grass of the field, that you see it, it buds, it blossoms, it withers. That's our whole life down here. And in this same psalm, if you back up to the fourth verse, he had said this, he said, 1,000 years in your sight, the Lord's sight, are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Here we see that God perceives time very differently than we do on this planet. How many remember Saturday, yesterday? You know how Saturday seems to you. That's how the previous 1,000 years seems to the Lord our God. Same way. To Him, the previous millennia, the previous 1,000 years, is to Him just like Saturday is to us. If that's true, and obviously it is, how many think his perception is right? Ours is skewed because of sin and death and the curse in this earth. If that's true, that the correct perception, and which is how we're going to perceive it later, if he perceives it that way, why wouldn't those that are with him now perceive it like he does? Because they're with him. Well, certainly they would. Well, if 1,000 years is like yesterday to him, if we lived 100 years of life down here on the earth, that's 1/10 of 1,000, right? Which would be like 1/10 of a day, which would be like 2.4 hours. Which means if you're over 50 years old, that means you got a little less than an hour and a half left before you're out of here. And that's how you ought to see it. That's how you ought to think about it. And also, if your loved ones that are already there are perceiving time like he does, then that means if you live another 50 years down here and then go to be with him and meet him, they'll look up and go, wow, you're already here? It's just been like an hour. And then they'll say, I got to show you some stuff. Come with me. And if there are people near and dear to your heart that have gone on before you, why should you sorrow like those who have no hope? Can't you wait 45 minutes to see them? Yes. Go with me, if you would, to Hebrews. Hebrews 2 and verse 14. Hebrews 2:14 says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, that's us, he also himself, Jesus, likewise took part of the same. Jesus took part of the same kind of body we have and life, that through death, he had to become subject to death like us. And he did it in order to do what? so he could destroy him, oh, hallelujah, that had, don't you like that word had? That's used to. Had the power of death, that is the devil. I want you to know the devil ain't what he used to be. Oh, he cracks himself up to be so bad. But he's not. He's not. Actually, he is a stripped, brought to naught, eternally defeated, under our feet. Believers, under our feet one. You know who the devil is? He is the loser, capital L. He's the biggest loser there has ever been. Have you read the back of the book? Nobody has ever lost like he loses. Everybody say, loser.
Loser.
Next time the devil starts to mess with you, you go, is that you, loser? That's the, not a loser, the loser. Capital L.
Amen.
But Jesus, did he accomplish this? Did he destroy him that had the power of death? He did. He did. To what effect? Next verse. To what result? And through destroying him that had the power of death, he delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Fear of death makes you susceptible to bondage. You can't be free as long as you fear. Say it out loud, you can't be free. As long as you fear.
As long as you fear.
Now this is a truth you want to get established in you. If you want to really be free, you've got to get rid of fear. No other option. And all fears are connected to this fear. Fear of death. All the phobias you want to talk about. Fear of heights. Fear of flying. Fear of water. Fear of isolation, fear of crowds. It's not just fear of flying, it's fear of dying.
That's right.
It's not a fear of flying, it's a fear of crashing and dying.
Yeah.
It's not just a fear of water, it's a fear of drowning and dying.
Amen.
It's not just a fear of snakes, it's a fear of snake biting you and you dying.
Yeah.
All these fears are really fears of dying. And what does the fear of dying do to you? It makes you subject to bondage. You cannot be free as long as you fear. And you're not ready to live until you're no longer afraid to die.
That's right. Amen.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Victory Over Death, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.